Some Russ Feingold supporters wear shirts with pictures of backbones on them to signify that their maverick senator won't back down from tough votes. A few were in the crowd at Feingold's victory party in Middleton last night. He thanked them and made reference to the personal wealth of opponent Tim Michaels.
I would invite more multimillionaires. It's been generations of them now. None of them can beat my backbone team.
After Feingold won his 1998 election by only about 40,000 votes, Republicans were hoping they could beat the senator this year. All year they attacked his record, specifically his no votes in the U.S. Senate. Michaels in particular had been running ads since the spring criticizing Feingold's lone Senate vote against the U.S. Patriot Act. Michaels characterized it as a vote against fighting terrorism. Feingold told supporters in Middleton they'd stood with him to protect civil liberties.
Just as at the founding of our nation, we still love our liberty. You stood up to them. You did not let people intimidate you. You did not let people scare you. You stood with me for freedom.
Feingold also referred to familiar campaign themes involving jobs. He said he'd continue to fight against what he calls unfair trade agreements like NAFTA.
Now we're going to stop that job loss in Wisconsin and America. We're going to protect the working families of Wisconsin. We are the ones for change.
In Milwaukee last night, Michaels got choked up as he conceded the race.
I look out in the room and I see people that are my grassroots army for the last year. We can be proud of our efforts. We sent a strong message to the people of Wisconsin.
But as Michaels would add, this was not his time. Despite a solid primary victory, he was constantly playing catch-up to the incumbent Feingold. The senator was also able to raise more than twice as much in campaign donations this election. Feingold's victory yesterday means it will be 2010 before he has to defend his seat again. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.